Decoms.
Hello!
Hello.
Welcome to a very special episode of We Need to Talk About Decoms. So, Amanda and I are taking a break from our regularly scheduled programming to celebrate the holiday and the new year with our friends and family. So, we're having a very special bonus episode this week. How exciting! Why don't you look excited?
Because you're going to make me say things.
I am going to make you say things.
Okay.
So, for this quick little bonus episode, I'm going to be playing a fun little game with Jesse. I'm going to read him a movie tagline, and he has to guess what movie that tagline is from. And there are 20 taglines. Of these taglines, they are all DCOMs that we have already covered, or the final two we have to come. Are you ready?
Born ready.
All right. First, can you guess which of these DCOMs I could not find a tagline for?
Oh, you're not going to give me a list. I just have to
Here, let me list them all out for you. Are you ready?
No, don't do
that. Here's the options.
Oh, God.
Smart House, Luck of the Irish, Ring of Endless Light, The 13th Year, Motocrossed, Double Teamed, Brink, Johnny Tsunami, Get a Clue, Twitches, Phantom of the Megaplex, Under Wraps, 1997 version, Don't Look Under the Bed, Halloween Town, Cheetah Girls, Full Court Miracle, Twas the Night, Ultimate Christmas Present, Cadet Kelly, and Xenon.
I'm gonna guess Full Court Miracle.
Wrong. Which of these movies has been our absolute least favorite?
The Christmas one.
Freaking yes. Twas the Night, could not find a tagline for.
What would the tagline be for that movie?
Hacking
just doesn't cut it.
I mean, that, yeah.
Don't trap Santa or you will get hurt.
Okay, what else you got?
Bryan Cranston's the best.
Those are all valid options.
His worst movie, though.
Absolutely. Well, I don't know if I haven't seen all of his other movies, but I can say more than likely, yes, this probably is his worst movie.
He was in X-Files for an episode.
That's not a movie.
It's a good episode.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, okay. Well,
actually, I probably have seen it, I just don't remember. Okay, are you ready to get into it?
Yes.
I had to grab a pencil. I'm ready. Okay. They're different from everyone else, and they have the jump shots to prove it.
Double Teams?
Yes, good job. Okay, what about The Power of Two?
Twitches.
Good job. What about Trust No One, Question Everything, and Get a Clue?
I'm gonna hope that's Get a Clue?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Wow, you're off to an excellent start. The temperature is down, but the surf is up.
That's clearly Johnny Tsunami.
Yeah, wow, 4 for 4. From the author of the bestseller, A Wrinkle in Time.
That doesn't help at all.
I will say some of these I couldn't find like official taglines for, and so I had to take the taglines from the poster. That was a poster tagline.
The author of A Wrinkle in Time is a lady.
Uh-huh. Which of these do you think is based on a book? A lot of them are.
Oh, shoot. I am gonna go with...
And if you can't think of exact titles, if you want to describe the movie to me.
I don't even know which one to guess. Let's go with the one. Nope, I already guessed that one. Can we skip it? Can we go back?
Yeah, we can come back to that one.
That one's not fair.
Okay, what about When the Computer at Home Has Opinions of Her Own?
Smart House.
Wow, good job. What about Being Normal is Vastly Overrated?
Xenon?
Nope.
Dang it!
Halloween Town.
Ugh.
I will say that one I also couldn't find an exact
tagline for.
So
far, for real taglines, I'm batting.
You're doing good. What about Don't Put Yourself in a Box Ever? This one is very hard.
Under Wraps?
Nope. Full Court Miracle.
What? Okay.
Okay, what about Whatever You Do,
Don't look under the bed.
Yes, good job.
What about Los Angeles? A little sun, a little fun, and this Christmas, a lot of snow.
That one movie where she gets a machine that turns it to winter.
Yes.
I always forget the name.
The ultimate Christmas present.
Yeah.
Cool for rules.
Brink?
Nope.
Oh, no.
Cadet Kelly.
Oh.
What about the Cotton Hills Megaplex has 52 employees, 26 theaters, 8 concession stands, and 1 awesome guest.
Phantom of the Megaplex.
But can we talk about the fact that there's 8 concession stands?
They have a lot of
26 theaters.
Cookies.
26 theaters and 8 concession stands.
That's
that seems like a not... I mean, that seems like a great ratio for patrons, but seems like a terrible business plan.
It is a megaplex.
But 26 theaters, that doesn't really seem like that. I mean, in comparison, that's really not that many.
It's the only thing to do in...
Cotton Hills.
Cotton Hills. It's where Cotton Eye Joe goes.
I guess. Okay, what about prepare to be spooked, creeped, and humored?
Is Halloween down 2 in the list of these movies?
It is not.
No idea.
That one is under wraps.
What? That doesn't make any sense.
The Halloween Town 2 tagline is something like return forever, or like prepare to be scared forever,
two
or
town,
something
too
like
serious.
That. Yep, Two Town Too Serious. Okay, what about It Takes a Champ to Stay in Line? This is a movie you've already guessed.
Well, that doesn't help me at all. I forget everything.
It Takes a Champ to Stay in Line.
Yeah, I don't know.
In line.
Kicking. You're kicking. You're kicking the air. You're running.
Brink.
Ow. In line. See, it didn't click.
Cody is not just growing up, he's growing fins.
The 13th year.
Okay, we'll go back to that one you didn't get earlier.
Oh, no.
From the author of bestseller A Wrinkle in Time.
Xenon, Girl of the 21st Century.
No, A Ring of Endless Light.
That doesn't even sound like a movie title.
What about Kid Today, Leprechaun Tomorrow?
The Luck of the Irish.
Okay, what about When Andy Stepped In, An Extreme Sport Became an Extreme Adventure?
Motocross.
Good job.
Okay, what about 4 teens aim to take on the world by storm with their music?
Cheetah Girls.
Wow, good job. Okay, there's only one left.
Xenon, Girl of the 21st Century.
Do you want to guess what the tagline is for this movie?
Zetus Lapidus.
It should have been, but no.
No, I have no idea.
She's one galactic girl who saves the day in a stellar way.
Blame. Could be so much better.
So let's see, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Only got 5 wrong.
And a couple of those are cheap.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Which is the silliest of these, would you say? I just don't even know.
The Power of 2. That's pretty terrible.
Yeah, but I instantly knew which one that was. So it has to be good.
Don't put yourself in a box.
That.
Ever.
That one.
I don't feel like that really... I mean, it fits because there's the whole, you know, the box in basketball is like the...
Sure. But that's not like the first thing I would think of.
No.
That's a weird one.
What would your tagline for that movie be?
Miracles do come true. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's the one where the lights go out, right?
Right.
And okay.
And then there's the magic generator.
Shooting in the dark. I don't know. I'd make something better, though.
You'd make something better?
Yeah. I'd brainstorm it with the Disney execs.
Okay, well, for the next DCOM round we do, we'll talk to Disney, and you can do the slogans and taglines.
I will definitely do that.
Well, this has been an exciting episode of We Need to Talk About DCOMs. We'll be back in 2 weeks with our regular episodes with Cadet Kelly, followed by our season finale, Xenon, Girl of the 21st Century.
Iconic.
Bye!